Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know him, you love him, NBC Sports. He makes Cleveland proud every time he comes on NBC Sports as well. The great John Fanta joins us now on the Fan Hotline. John, welcome to the show.
Nick, JP, good afternoon. Happy Tuesday. Oh, man. Happy bye week. I can guarantee one thing. Our Sunday will go better. This upcoming Sunday will go better.
The Browns will not lose on Sunday, and that is an absolute fact. And I will say, one step closer to that burger, friend.
Yes, for the listening audience who doesn't realize, in the preseason, myself and Mr. Wilson, I said that the Browns could get 6 wins. Nick was on the side of 3, and obviously Dr. Nick is well on his way to that burger, if not a double cheeseburger, because this team had week one and they had the game in London. And I once again got roped into thinking that a losing organization could finally flip the script or figure out a way to win some of these games and turn a corner. And I thought wrong. And now here we are in a bye week where nobody's talking, because what happens when no one has anything to say? What happens is it means that everybody in the room knows that they're wrong, in how they thought, they're wrong in how they processed. And so they're being quiet. But I honestly think it goes all the way to the top. And right now, I just have to think, I have to wonder about the people that run this organization and how they could be proud of what is happening in any way, shape, or form. And if they think that what they're doing is okay, there's got to be some brain examinations. I mean, that's just where we're at right now, because under no circumstances is what's happening in Berea right now professional football product.
John, who do you have more of a quarrel with, Kevin Stefanski and the job he's done the last 5-plus years, or absent Andrew Berry?
The general manager not speaking during the bye week is a major problem to me. Kevin goes out there, and he doesn't complain, and he's shown some signs of finally wear and tear. I mean, everybody thinks he's a robot and whatnot. Look, they're both at fault. And they both should be out at the end of this year. You ask me who's more? Guys, to me, what is the plan from a personnel standpoint? I know that you gave Deshaun Watson the worst contract in National Football League history. But it doesn't take away from the fact that this offensive line is worn down. This offensive line is done. They don't have a number one receiver. They don't have a number two receiver. They don't have a receiver room. The talent that is there, yes, the general manager drafted and has looked good That's great. Up until this draft, if you looked at the second contracts from which he had drafted, it would be few and far between. The room of players, of core players, is aging. The guy that you gave money to over the offseason complains week in and week out and should not be blamed and cannot be blamed. Myles Garrett tries. How do you have five sacks in a game and your team is non-competitive? Now, the play calling and the scheme is old and stale, and the gimmicks on Sunday just showed now we got to trick them to try to have a chance. But the construction of this roster, the ineptitude of this quarterback plan, that falls on the general manager and his front office. He is in charge of constructing this roster. This is a bottom two or three roster in the National Football League, and the head coach is absolutely at fault. I do not want to come on this show and say I am not blaming the head coach, because I don't know what the head coach is doing from week to week on offense. They don't have a plan. They don't have a semblance of a plan. But I can't watch this football team and sit here and say that a really good coach would be getting more than a win or two more out of this team. They're just not talented enough. They're not good enough. And it feels like against at least 20 teams in this league, the game is over before it starts. That means that your GM did not construct a team that's capable of being competitive. They are non-competitive against many teams in this league. They won't be not. They shouldn't. They better not be non-competitive a week from Sunday, because the team they're playing that week is a disaster class, even after a 1-point win over the Bengals. But the Browns aren't far off, and that falls on the GM for me.
Would you keep Dylan Gabriel at quarterback?
No. I've seen enough. Don't need to see anymore. This isn't going anywhere. It's not going anywhere. What do you have to lose? Your offense it gets an F minus. Guys, what positive could you take from this offense right now?
I'm positive it stinks.
I like Quinshon Judkins.
I just, JP, I like him too. I do like him too. And there's no question that there's something there. Like but guess what? It gets ruined when you can't throw the ball. You know, I laugh when they're throwing the ball on first down. Why? Why are you throwing the ball on first down? Like, the only shot you have of getting positive yardage is with the running back. I mean, it's maddening to me. Like, time and again on Sunday, it's like, on first down, we're going to throw the ball. And then on second down, we're going to run the ball. And now it's third down and eight. Hooray! Like, it was the same thing over and over. And then I was like, I got to put something else on. I mean, I'm going to put Halloween Town on with my son. He's 5.5 months. He doesn't even know what's going on in the movie, but I grew up liking this movie. So I'm going to watch this, and maybe my wife will make some of those Pillsbury cookies that you get in the grocery store that are easy 10-minute baked sugar cookies. That'll be a better experience than third down and 12 or third and 17. Then the penalties, illegal shifts. And I just, for a National Football League team, and we've all seen some rough Browns football, right? Through the years, we have. But man, this offense, there's just nothing about it that makes you say, yes, like, they've got a combination here. Yes, they can get into a rhythm. And Dylan Gabriel's just not. Like, to me, that might be the biggest indictment of them all. The night that they took that guy in the third round, we discussed it on the show a few days later, and I said, that to me is the bigger story than Sanders. Because Shedeur Sanders, like, I didn't mind them taking the flyer on him in the fifth round. He was on the board. But do you think Dylan Gabriel would have been on the board in the fifth or sixth round? My answer is, I bet you he would have been. And they took him in the third round. And that might be the biggest evidence for a front office that right now has, what, eight top 150 picks in this upcoming year's draft? Could have more, depending on what they do at the deadline. How could you trust a front office that drafted Dylan Gabriel in the third round of the National Football League draft when it is very clear he is not an NFL quarterback? He belongs in the UFL.
I don't. We got John Fanta on the fan hotline here. How close are we to just clean house with both Barry and Stefanski, or do you think there's some salvaging something here?
Well,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know, we often say with any team that how they come out of the bye week can sometimes be revealing. I thought Sunday the team quit. You know, they figured out relatively early that they did not have much of a chance in that game. And then you see body language like we saw. Like, too often now, you could count multiple times where it's been a laugher of a game. Like, they're not losing by three. They're getting blown out, and they're playing out a string, and it's really, really difficult to watch. I mean, they're not going to fire anybody in season. Okay, we all know that. I mean, I don't think that they will, because I don't even know who the interim head coach would be. I mean, I guess it's I've heard Bubba Ventrone, but like, I mean, I would probably make it Jim Schwartz. I think I know I would. But what's the point? Like, at this point, you've kept this group around as long as you have. I don't think Haslam's going to do it. I think Haslam lives with guilt. Like, I think Jimmy Haslam lives with guilt about the Watson thing, and he's admitted it to a degree. But I think that for him, Paul D. Podesta's somehow convinced him, you know, Jimmy, this group's gone to two playoffs. They've shown what they can do in different circumstances. Let them build this thing back up because of the mistake that was made. Well, but the fact is, like, it doesn't – to me, the personnel's not good. The scheme is stale, and the product is as bad as any in the league. So when you look at those three things and the record, like, you are what your record is. What is he? You know, 4-25 in his last 29 games? I mean, that's just not – it's not going to get it done. That's almost at Hugh Jackson level. So to me, I think Nick and JP – I would say that a week from Sunday is going to be, you know, probably the reckoning. If they lose that game, I don't know how you could possibly salvage the season. The Jets are that bad. They have a first-year head coach who has looked in over his head, and they've got an emotional win on Sunday. And may Nick Mangold rest in peace, and God bless his family. And that was such a tragedy, and I was happy for the Jets that they won that game. But separating that for a moment, this is not a good football team. And the Browns have more talent than the Jets, which is kind of funny. But they should win that game. I don't care where the game's at. There'll be as many Browns fans as there are Jets fans in the stands. Just look at the secondary market. It feels like a day of reckoning. My answer is I don't think so. I think this is beyond repair. I think this is going down a 3-14, 4-13 road. But they do have weak opponents on their schedule. And there's, you know, the day against the Dolphins, albeit against a bad team, there are other bad opponents that they play. I think a week from Sunday, if they come out lifeless and have a similar, I mean, what, they've gone 12 straight games without winning away from Cleveland Brown Stadium. If they go 13th and lose at MetLife, sayonara to this whole thing. I think we're about as close as it is, but a week from Sunday is going to be that day of reckoning, in my humble opinion.
How does this all unfold with Myles Garrett?
you know, the people talking about, I know Albert Breer wrote that they need to look at trading him, and Albert's still to come today, right?
Yeah, 520. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I like Albert a lot, and I know you guys both do too. I just don't know how that's going to get done. Like, I don't think that it's in a place where it's going to get done, and that the way that the contract is structured, that's going to happen. I mean, I don't think that they'll trade him. I also don't think the owners will have given him the deal that he gave him, only to now trade him. How does it play out? Like, Miles, I understand you're complaining, but you're a leader on this team. And I don't like when people rip on him, because to me, like, I ripped on him last year for the way that he handled everything. But like now, like, guys, what are you supposed to say to the press? He's talking. Jerry Jeudy apparently walked right by the media on Sunday and didn't have anything to say, which is another sign of the locker rooms getting lost. But I think for Miles, like, I don't see him. I don't think there's this dramatic trade. Or I wish there was, because I just think this organization needs an entire reset. I really do. I think they need new blood, and they literally got to dig a new hole. But I don't see it. I think Myles Garrett is here in Cleveland to stay.
John Fanta on the fan hotline here. All right, David Njoku, Wyatt Teller. Like, what are the names you expect to be here and not be here post the deadline?
Yeah, I mean, I would try to deal anybody that I could. David Njoku and Wyatt Teller would be. I mean, David Njoku can help a team win right now. He is a good tight end who can get out in space. Teams need that. Obviously, Teller's in the mix there. The secondary. I mean, the Browns have multiple pieces that are worthy and that would fit the bill to be traded. So. You know, I don't know what can come in for a Denzel Ward, but I'd be listening. I'm listening to everything because I need to acquire assets and I need to rack them up, because this current core is not going to help my football team win games 3 years from now or 4 years from now. Or at least it's unlikely that it's going to happen. Like, that's the problem with the Browns. Their best players are not positioned for their next window. I mean, the rookies are. The rookies are positioned for their, and they're probably the best players in terms of upside. Obviously they are. But in terms of the guys that you were counting on to help you win football games this year, they're not going to be around. They're not going to be able to help you win to the degree you want them to in 2 or 3 years. Listen to everything. You know, I don't, like, why should Wyatt, if I can get a good offer for Wyatt Teller, why not trade him? What are you trying to do? What, do you want him to keep playing and keep doing stuff for multiple years for this organization? Wyatt Teller's been a great Cleveland Brown. Love Wyatt Teller. Like, I got nothing bad to say about that guy. But his time's up in Cleveland because of where this organization is. They need a complete reset. They're only hurting themselves more by ignoring the inevitables. And the inevitables are, this has played its course. It's not just a burning fire, JP and Nick. It's a fire that you're only, like, trying to contain at the end. The house has already come down. Like, stop avoiding what reality is. If you could trade Teller, if you could trade Njoku, if you could trade Ward, or, I mean, I love the year that Delpit's having, but I just, if I'm the Browns, I'm looking at all options to trade, because they're not going anywhere, and they should try to acquire as many assets as possible. But then I would say this, I don't want the person, even though we drafted this rookie class, I don't want that same person making the draft picks of this next window, because the next most important time for the Cleveland Browns is April, when they sit down and they have their biggest draft for the next 3 to 4 years, because that draft they have to nail. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. And there's not enough subject matter from coach and GM that says that they know what identifiable strong talent is anymore.
John, great stuff, buddy. We asked for scorched earth. I think you scorched the earth. And but respectfully, we appreciate you, buddy, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Respectfully, I never want to see people lose. These guys got families, and I get that. Like, I that, but I just, it's time. When it's time, it's time. You guys are paid to evaluate things. This is an unjustifiable product right now. And I feel bad for Browns fans. They deserve better.
John,
Cleveland deserves better. Thanks, guys.
It's time, buddy. We appreciate
Thank you, John.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.